Susan keeps bumping into me and stepping on my toes on purpose. I really want her to stop.
It seems like she's being really mean, but she really just needs a friend. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I hope you're doing great. Come on in, we'll get started. Is there a kid in your class that keeps bothering you and doing mean things? You might get really angry with that person, but maybe they just don't know how to make a friend, so they do anything to get attention. Jesus doesn't want you to be angry with that person. Instead, he wants you to forgive them and try to be their friend. Maybe they've never had a good friend before, and they just don't know how to be friends. It's also a good way to show people that Jesus loves them. When it's hard to be nice, just remember Proverbs 17:17. It says, "A friend loves at all times." And now for our story today, the title is Making Friends. Jenny stooped down to tie her shoe while her class was running a lap for gym. As she knelt, one of her classmates veered and stepped on her hand. "Ow! Hey! You stepped on my hand!" Jenny yelled after the retreating girl. Susan was always bumping into Jenny or stepping on her toes, and it was starting to make Jenny mad. A teacher confronted Susan after Jenny complained and told her the school had a strict policy against bullying. If it happened again, the teacher said, she would call Susan's parents. Jenny thought Susan might be mad because she tattled, but she just looked sad. Jenny didn't want her to feel bad. She just wanted Susan to stop picking on her. At supper that night, Jenny told her parents what Susan was doing. Her mom looked at her and said, "Remember when you were little and we brought mittens home? You pulled her tail and knocked her over, but at first she purred every time you tried to play with her. Then she started hiding from you." Jenny nodded. "I didn't mean to hurt her. I just wanted to play with her." "That's right. But you didn't really know how. Do you remember why she eventually stopped hiding under the chair when you came into the room?" "Because I started petting her more gently, like you taught me." Mom smiled. "Maybe that's Susan's problem. No one ever taught her how to make friends. You've been blessed with people in your life who have showed you how to be a good friend. And you also know the greatest friend there is, Jesus. You can be the kind of friend that he is by reaching out to others, even when they treat you badly. Maybe tomorrow you could be friendly to Susan and show her how someone really makes a friend." On the playground the next day, Jenny saw Susan coming and stepped in front of her. Susan took a step back, and her lips started to tremble. "I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry," she said. Jenny smiled and put her arm around Susan's shoulders. "Come on," she said. "Let's go beat those guys at kickball." How about you? Do you find it easy to make friends? Maybe you have lots of friends, but you know people who sit alone at lunch or play by themselves on the playground. How can you be a friend to them? Jesus showed compassion to everyone he met, no matter what they did or how others felt about them. Follow Jesus' example and reach out to someone who needs a friend. Our key verse is
Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times.
And our key thought, be a friend. If you want to listen to more Keys for Kids, you can download the new Keys for Kids smartphone app. That way you'll hear the devotional every day and you can read it along with me if you want to. You'll be able to check out other cool things from Keys for Kids as well, like our internet radio station made just for you called Keys for Kids Radio. There's a lot of cool stuff on the app, so look for it today. Just ask for your parents' permission first, and if they say it's okay, go to your app store and search Keys for Kids. Well, as always, I'm Zach. As always, thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.